the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, where we desire to help you know God and discover your purpose. Whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out while you tune in with us today, thanks. We hope these next 5 minutes help you feel encouraged and inspired for your day.
Hey, everybody. Pastor Chuck Allen here with another weekday podcast where I want to invite you to think about healing powers of pleasant words. That's right. Healing powers of pleasant words. Listen to what the writers of Proverbs says in Proverbs 16:24. Pleasant words are a honeycomb, sweet to the soul and healing to the bones. Words, my friend, have really significant power. The power to make or break a relationship, make or break a business, a family, a church even, a marriage for sure, and especially impressionable kids. With just our words alone, we have the power to cause another to give up their dream or to pursue them. We can cause a kid to doubt themselves by creating fear and apprehension, or we can give that same kid the confidence to boldly lead those folks around them. We can cause our friends or even a spouse to give up in defeat or inspire them to accomplish what feels impossible. You know, when you look at what the writer of Proverbs has to say here, he says, honey is both sweet and healing, as are our pleasant words to others. You know, there have been times in my life I felt as if I was like falling apart completely, but the words of a friend kept me going. I mean, I can remember one time that literally I had a rather challenging defeat as a leader. I was struggling greatly, trying to figure out, okay, how in the world went wrong? How did that happen? And interestingly, a friend of mine happened to call me while I'm in the middle of my crisis, and he's saying, are you okay? And I'm describing to him kind of how I totally messed this deal up. And he said, bro, just think about how many other things that you've had success in. I wonder what God might want to teach you through this. I can't wait to hear. That was really all he said. But you know what? When we've had a rotten, bad, stinking day, who do you run to? Well, definitely not to folks whose words have been deflated, our egos or ideas, or have judged us or wounded us. We run to folks whose words are life-giving, sweet to the soul and healing to the bones. Here's a question that this made me ask myself this morning. Do other people run to me when they have a problem? Do my words convey understanding and cause others to move toward healing? Or do I criticize people, further wounding them, and have my words contributed to others' confidence? Ouch. You know, if we're critical by nature and generally short on pleasant words, we probably ought to recalibrate and take time to notice something valuable, good, or beautiful in other people. Some folks make it hard to see the good in them. I get it. But if we ask God to help us see what He sees in other folks, and I can assure you it is something beautiful, He'll gladly open our eyes to see what we never saw before. And He'll give us the right words to give them a new spring in their step. When we let them know the good we see in them, who knows what kind of rock stars we might unleash. Friend, listen. Let your prayer today sound something like, God, thank you for the encouragement of others that keep me going when I feel like I've just been beat up. Lord, would you let me be sensitive to the way others are feeling and give them the right words in the right moments to heal their weary bones as well. God bless you, friend. Thanks so much for joining me on today's weekday podcast.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the weekday podcast. Our prayer is that the encouragement you just heard would help you live more like Jesus today. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9:15 and 11, and we're always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Thanks again for joining us today. As always, if today's message encouraged you, share it with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.